You're listening to the Guided Collective podcast, your weekly dose of insights, inspiration, and information, helping you align your life's path and purpose. I'm your host, Helen Jacobs. I'm an author, speaker, and mentor passionate about intuition, self-discovery, and soul purpose. And I'm known for my practical psychic predictions and energy forecasts. Stick around as we explore how to tune into and express your true self so you can live the life you were born to live. Maybe you've heard me say, spirit doesn't have a clock and soul doesn't have a calendar, which is great because we're already mid to late Jan when I'm bringing you an episode on predicting your year ahead. By now, you've probably set some goals or really aligned with your intentions. Maybe you've got a word or two for the year ahead. For me, so far, I'm toying with the words vibrant and simplify. But what about all of the ways our plans can be derailed? Despite our best intentions and our goals, certainly we've seen the start of this year and last year and the year before can sideswipe us. So this is where the energy forecasts that I share come in. When we can understand the bigger energetic influences that are at play, we can work with it to harness our goals and intentions, to understand when to readjust, when to slow down, when to push ahead. So be sure to grab the 2022 Annual Collective Energy Forecast, which is currently bundled and discounted with the Q1 forecast. And they're over at thelittlesage.com. Just go over there and follow the links to the energy forecast page. I will drop a link in the show notes for you also. So what I would love to do today is help you drill this down even further. So if you want to play along at home to this free mini training, you will need a journal and a pen, or perhaps even a day planner, oracle cards. So of course, I'm going to suggest working with the Little Sage oracle cards. And I recommend you download the free PDF that accompanies this episode. It is a worksheet that will help you plan your year ahead, but you can also keep it handy for every other forecast episode shared here on the podcast throughout the year. Okay, so I'm going to run you through the steps here to create a forecast for yourself. Now, the first thing you're going to want to do is to dedicate some time and to create whatever a sacred space means for you. So this may mean switching off your devices and notifications, letting loved ones know that you can't be reached or interrupted for a little while. About half an hour to an hour would be brilliant. But whatever time you've got, the more time you can make this as elaborate a process as you would like for it to be. Now, for me, my sacred space right now is a special chair in my bedroom that is set up with my oracle cards and journal, a few crystals. I will always have some sort of beverage with me. And for me, it's so special because of the view out over the trees that I have there. Okay, once you've got that time and space created, and you have your journal, your pen, your oracle cards, and the free worksheet printed out, it's now time to sit and meditate. So this can be a formal meditation. It may be that you want to work with something like the Meet Your Spirit Guide meditation from thelittlesage.com, or you're just simply focusing on your breath, on a mantra or a candle. And this is really about just taking a moment to center yourself, to ground and protect yourself, and then call in your spiritual support team and really begin to tune into your guidance. And so once you feel their presence, or once you feel like you're centered, I then want you to ask for the theme of each month for you, and then pull a card for each month. So I like to jot that card down and then return it back into the deck, shuffle and repeat the process. And that way, if a card is turned over for 1 month, it still has an opportunity to reappear later for another month rather than to take it out of circulation. The other way of doing this is having multiple oracle card decks. And so when I'm doing my forecasting, I will often have several decks of the Little Sage oracle cards. And then that way I can really see the themes repeated. Now, once you have got the card for each month, I invite you to jot it into the worksheet that you've downloaded. And so each month is going to have a card, just the name of the card jotted into the space on that worksheet. And then you're going to take some time to interpret the cards. Now, if you are new to this or you're working specifically with the Little Sage Oracle cards, you might want to check out Mastery of the Oracle. It is a deep dive DIY course that's going to take you into how to best work with the cards I've created, how to understand the cards' meanings, looking for hidden messages, and really you'll have a deeper explanation of forecasting there, as well as some other practical steps to cleanse your cards, other oracle card spreads you might want to work with. So look, that's somewhere that you can go deeper with this idea of interpreting the cards. However you're going to do it, it's important that you tune into these messages and jot the key messages and impressions also into that forecast calendar you've downloaded. So if you wanted to spend even longer and the time permits, I would suggest you do some automatic writing in your journal. Now, automatic writing is a simple technique. It can take a bit of practice, however, and it's essentially a way of channeling more details in written form. So I sort of go a lot deeper in my journal and write as much as will come through. For me, it's often pages and pages, but when I was beginning, it might have been a few key words or, whatever pops into your mind, notice the sensations in your bodies. So that's your physical, mental, emotional, and energetic bodies. Once you've done that, if you're going to take the time for a longer practice here, just highlight those top themes, predictions, and insights, and transfer them over into the corresponding month in the forecast calendar you've downloaded. Once you've done that for each of the months ahead, you've now got your own version of an energy forecast. So the fourth step here is to mark your calendar. Actually put it into your calendar, into your day planner, for time each month to come back and reflect on your predictions. Actually look back over the themes, the key messages that you've put in your forecast calendar, and anything that was more elaborated on in your journal. How did it play out? Where did it mean something else, or how could you have interpreted that differently? Were there some surprises that came up? And in particular, I want you to be looking at how it influenced your month and your own plans. So this worksheet is something simple you can keep perhaps by your desk Or you could tuck it inside of your journal. Maybe you want a specific journal just for this kind of reflection for the year ahead. But certainly keep a note at the end of the month in this reflection process that you can learn from and grow from. This is actually going to help you learn how to interpret the cards differently, how you could work with the energy differently, and also how over time it's going to show you how to take these big energy themes and apply them for yourself. Now, these themes that are in your worksheet are the ones with the potential to derail, or are ones where you can heavily support your own plans and goals and intentions for the year. So when you are able to harness this energy to support your goals and intentions, you'll actually be onto a winning formula. And even if you don't do this practice for yourself and you just choose to listen along to my forecasts, both here on the podcast each month, but also the deeper dive forecasts available at thelittlesage.com, you are able, I hope, to still have your goals, your intentions, and your soul-aligned vision for the year ahead, but also understand the bigger energy that is at play. And when you can understand that, you have a much better chance of influencing and directing where you go. So there it is, such a simple way to work with the energies to further develop your own intuition and connection to spirit, and hopefully to take these free energy forecasts here on the podcast and make them so much deeper and richer and practical for you in your own life. Now, if you've also got the annual and Q1 energy forecasts, so they're the deeper dive with additional resources and guided processes, if you've already got them, you can also pre-populate a lot of the calendar, that free worksheet that you can download, because I mention a lot of dates ahead. And so you can actually begin to intuit further ahead, and you're actually going to be able to see how your predictions align or don't with mine. Here's the thing. I would love to see your predictions. Would you take a photo of your yearly spreads, so the oracle cards spread out, or maybe you take a photo of your worksheet and then tag me on Instagram? Now, I personally hang out a lot at helenjacobs.co, but I also have an account for The Little Sage, which is _The Little Sage. Can you tag me and show them to me? I would love to see them, and, you know, who knows? Maybe there's something there that might spark a conversation between us. So don't forget to download your free forecast calendar and keep it on hand throughout the year, because I'm going to be referring to it as we continue working with the free monthly forecasts here on the podcast this year. I'll be back next week with the forecast for February. Hey, you've made it to the end of another episode, but maybe you're still wanting more. Why not subscribe so you never miss an episode, or go check out thelittlesage.com for all of my tools, tips, and trainings, or we might be a good fit to work together one-on-one. You can check that out at helenjacobs.co.